Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President-elect Donald Trump vows to carry out what he calls the largest deportation effort in American history once he takes office again. He says former ICE Director Tom Homan will return, and as CBS's Ed O'Keefe also reports,
CBS News has learned Trump is set to name Stephen Miller to work with Homan. Miller, a longtime aide and advocate for stricter immigration laws, will be White House Deputy Chief of Staff for Domestic Policy. He has said Trump would seek to deputize National Guard troops to help deport immigrants. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, would take the lead on deportations, but it has just 6,000 agents. Some estimates say the agency needs tens of thousands more people to carry out what Trump is promising.
Trump has also chosen former New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin to lead the EPA and GOP Congresswoman Elise Stefanik as ambassador to the United Nations. Richard Allen of Delphi, Indiana, has been convicted of slashing and killing two teenage girls while they were hiking in 2017. CBS's Ian Lee at the courthouse.
While behind bars, Richard Allen confessed multiple times to killing the girls, but the defense says those confessions were made under duress as he had been in solitary confinement for more than a year. They also say there was no DNA evidence linking him to the murders.
Haiti's international airport is closed after gangs opened fire at a commercial flight landing in the capital. The FAA says it was a Spirit Airlines flight that was struck. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
It was flight 951 flying from Fort Lauderdale to Port-au-Prince, Haiti. The plane was on approach to land at the Haitian airport with 48 people on board when it appears it was struck by gunfire. A flight attendant suffered minor injuries from flying debris, according to the flight attendant union.
A raging wildfire spans parts of New York and New Jersey, about an hour and a half west of New York City. Fire Incident Commander Brian Gallagher.
Tomorrow's going to be very windy. Forecast right now is 20 miles steady with gusts of 30. Right now, that's just at the limit of when our helicopters can fly.
In California, the Mountain Fire, which has burned over 20,000 acres north of Los Angeles, is now 36% contained due to better weather conditions. CBS's Stephanie Stahl says researchers are out with new information on an increase in alcohol consumption since the pandemic.
New research shows alcohol use increased among adults during the COVID-19 pandemic and continued.
Either people don't know where to get help, they don't know that they need help.
Dr. Divya Ayala with Thomas Jefferson University Hospital says more patients are coming in with alcohol-related health problems like severe liver disease. The study also found the increases in alcohol use were higher for women.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa, no, wait.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
A new report shows that many popular household items have shrunk since the pandemic, but in many cases, the prices have stayed the same. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Christine Lazar.
Researchers at LendingTree found that household paper products saw the highest rate of change. Take Angel Soft toilet paper. In 2019, with a 12 mega roll pack, you'd get 429 sheets. Today, that same package is only 320 sheets. The price went down slightly, but the price per 100 count went up from 19 to 22 cents. Next to paper products, breakfast, candy, and snack products were most likely to experience shrinkflation. Christine Lazar, CBS News, Los Angeles.
On Wall Street, Tesla was the strongest single force pushing up the S&P 500 over, closing over 6,000 for the first time. Bank stocks also led the market. Nvidia dropped. Bitcoin's price topped $86,000 for the first time. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the mid-30s. Gradual return to sunshine for tomorrow. Still cool, though. Highs in the upper 40s. On Wednesday, mostly cloudy, some showers around. Highs in the low 50s. And some showers linger into early Thursday. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do. Cause you know, Snoopy girl, I'm in love with you.
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
green-eyed lady, ocean lady, child of nature, friend of man. Green-eyed lady, passion lady, dressed in love, she lives for life to be. Green-eyed lady, feels like I never see setting suns and lonely lovers.
If you're listening to our timeless hits on 1400 AM WRJN, welcome back. If you've just discovered that WRJN is on FM 2, well, welcome for the first time. So whether it's AM or FM, we've got local news and timeless hits here on WRJN, AM or FM.
Your one-stop holiday shopping spot is Santa's Boutique. It sets up December 6th inside the Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine. Enjoy hot chocolate, cookies, and find great gifts from vendors like Tastefully Simple, Color Street, Avon, Paparazzi Jewelry, The Pampered Chef, Tupperware, Mary Kay, and more. Santa's Boutique at Fountain Hills Apartments, where you'll find something unique. Shop Friday afternoon, December 6th, 1 to 5 p.m. at Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Racine. Brought to you by Fountain Hills and Compassus Hospice.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
You give me your around, get around,
I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round, I get around. Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone.
I get around.
It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Put us on this reservation. Took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the bowie knife. Took away our native tongue. Their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand are nowadays made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. They took the whole Indian nation, locked us on this reservation. I'll wear a shirt and tie. I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud. But maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return, will return, will return, will return.
you do.
Want me? Give me a little shelter. If you don't want me, don't leave me on down. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue, and I want to, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Just show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling. Just show me that you're mine, girl. All right.
If you do want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling down, wearing a frown, you'll be there when I look around. And just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, just show me that you're mine, girl. All right. And just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, just show me that you're mine, girl. Some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign.
Now if there's a smile
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Since I met you, seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
Ooh.
thanks for listening. Whether it's North Beach, the zoo, or just a ride along the lakeshore, more timeless hits are on the way from WRJN.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Me. You're
looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
You're masquerading, and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow. Your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
Boom, 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 boom
has a bottom so that the dancer just won't hide.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. CBS News has learned that President-elect Donald Trump is expected to name Senator Marco Rubio as his nominee for Secretary of State. Though sources familiar with the talks tell CBS that the pick is not a done deal. The New York Times was first to report it. Trump has announced former acting Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Tom Homan as the, quote, border czar, and Stephen Miller will be back as Deputy Chief of Policy. CBS's Scott McFarlane on a demand by Trump of whoever will lead the Senate.
I'm saying the next Senate leader should be supportive of these recess appointments, which may seem like inside baseball, but it's so impactful on how the Senate functions. What Trump seems to want here is for his cabinet or his judges to be approved without the traditional confirmation process when necessary, without going through hearings, confirmation interviews, and getting that majority vote after hearings and confirmation interviews.
New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik will be nominated as ambassador to the UN and former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin as EPA director. Richard Allen of Indiana faces up to 130 years in prison after being convicted of murdering two Delphi teenagers in 2017. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
He confessed more than 60 times. And so what the jury found here clearly is that at least one of those 60 confessions was credible.
Sentencing is December 20th. On Veterans Day, outgoing President Biden lays a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier at Arlington National Cemetery. At the World War II monument in D.C., CBS's Natalie Brand reports.
Gary Roach served during the Korean War.
I got there. All I had to do was keep what they'd already done.
The Roach's son is currently serving.
We pray for him every day. We live in a free nation. We want to keep it that way. And it's because of these veterans that we're able to do that.
A day to show gratitude for the year-round service and sacrifice of military families past and present. Natalie Brand, CBS News, Washington.
Wildfires rage in Massachusetts, New York, and New Jersey. New York State Police say an 18-year-old State Parks employee died while battling a fire in Sterling Forest near the Jersey line. Meantime, in Ventura County, California, the mountain fire is now 42% contained. CBS's Tina Patel.
They're starting to lift some evacuation orders and warnings, but there's still some road closures in areas where utilities are still being repaired.
At least 27 of the 43 monkeys that escaped from a medical lab in South Carolina are back in custody, CBS's Dave Malkoff.
The monkeys are coming back, but slowly. I have been in contact with the Alpha Genesis CEO all weekend. Monday, five rhesus macaques were captured just over the fence line from the breeding facility. They escaped last week.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast